You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
How does your garden grow?
It's time for Greening Out with Jim on 95BFM.
Morena, Jim.
Morena, how you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right.
I'm excited to talk all things hydrangeas.
Yes, and herbs, is that right?
Yeah, definitely.
Very cool. Is this line all good? I'm still having a wee wander down the street, but
yeah.
Can you hear me nice and clear?
You're all good. You sound great.
Okay, awesome. So I think I'll start with hydrangeas because that's kind of what I've been really obsessed with them lately. And I don't know if the listeners have noticed, but they're looking so good at the moment. And they're everywhere, and they have a bit of, I guess, like a little mistake because, you know, they can change colour if they want to, some of them.
Is it the pH of the soil? Is that correct?
Yeah, I read that
somewhere recently as well.
Yeah, you're damn right it is. So there's six main types. The two most common ones are Microphylla and Serrata.
Mm-hmm.
That's the mop head and the lace cap. And both of those can change from pink to blue or blue to pink or any kind of pastel shades in between.
Wow.
So it is, you're damn right. It's to do with pH in the soil. So if you have any pink hydrangeas and you want to turn them into a bluer shade or some pastel in between, you want to add some aluminium. So you can get that from any kind of like garden store or hardware store or whatever, and just water it into a little bucket and spread it around the root ball.
I didn't even think of like doing that yourself. I just kind of
match your hydrangeas to your outfit for your Instagram feed. Duh.
Yeah, precisely. It can take a few seasons for them to like adjust, but in the in-between time, you get those like lovely pastel shades. And
beautiful.
A lot of the ones you see growing like in the neighborhoods, so, like soils are somewhere in between, and like you never know, I don't know, what's kind of altered the soil in your house. Or it's like, so that kind of can sit in between that. On the other side as well, if you've got like a blue shade of hydrangea and you want to kind of get it more pinky, you just add lime, so any kind of bog standard garden lime that you can get literally anywhere. So, those are two like kind of really easy ways to change the color of them. Those two serratas and macrophyllas as well they bloom on old wood, so don't hack them back to the base like you can with some of the other cultivars. So you want to kind of keep them growing to their natural kind of height, and if you do want to trim like deadhead them, you can take like 1 to 2 of the leaflets off. Another really cool thing about hydrangeas is how ridiculously easy they are to propagate. So I'm a big advocate of walking around the neighborhood. It's good for your health, it's good to see what other people are doing in their gardens, and if you see a really lovely hydrangea, totally just go up and ask if you're comfortable doing so, if you can take a little cutting. It doesn't damage the plant at all. And if you get one that's not in flower, you can literally just put it into the soil, into any dirt. And you have a very good chance of it taking and growing your own hydrangea, which is a genetic clone, the one that you love. So really, really, really easy. And I totally recommend everyone doing it.
Nice way to get to know the neighbours.
Yeah. Totally. Gardening is the best way to get to know your neighbours. And, so those are like the two main kind of types that you'll see. There are a whole bunch of other ones, like arborescens, which is a smooth hydrangea, paniculata, which is a limelight hydrangea, and both of those can do full sun, like totally full sun.
Right.
I think there's like a bit of a common misconception that hydrangeas are like a woodland plant or just for like a shady garden, but no, they all do need some level of sunlight, and particularly those two, the paniculata and arborescens, can be scorching. So
beautiful.
Get out there and do it. Grow some hydrangeas and change their colour and have a bit of a play with it.
Real life painting.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
In vivo.
It's magic.
It's science, but science is magic, right?
Yeah, like, totally.
That's before we called it science, we called it magic. I just reckon try it out. And you've got nothing to lose if you're growing it by cutting, like you're not like invested in buying like a expensive cultivar from with some like budding markup or whatever. Try it out, it's really fun, and you can do it in your house, you know, at your flat. There's literally nothing to lose.
Leads us really nicely into our next topic. Rosetta and I have been talking about how we would love to have herb gardens and veggie gardens.
Yeah, this is the thing, is that it's getting to that time of year that everyone is moving around and finding new student flats. And yeah. I've heard my mum in my ear about, why aren't you growing a herb garden? Why don't you have a veggie garden at your flat? And I'm like, listen, I would love to, but I just know that it's like, wow, this looks like a great spot to grow a veggie garden and then accidentally kill it or neglect it or forget about it. And I'm sure lots of people for their New Year's resolutions have been hoping to get in the garden more. So do you have any tips for low stakes starting out?
Yeah, don't want to have to leave it behind as well.
Mm. Well, yeah, totally. I mean, I'm a similar thing. Like, I've been in the same flat for, a number of years now.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always been really hesitant about, like, oh, shit, do I plant this thing or should I plant this tree? Like, this isn't my house.
Yeah.
At some point, I'm going to get evicted because they're going to sell it for stupid amounts of millions of dollars.
Yep.
And I get really bummed out. And it's like sometimes I was feeling like any effort I put into it is totally wasted, but it's fully not, because it benefits not only the people living in the house, but it benefits like my neighbors, it benefits the people that when I have abundance of food, I can give it to.
Yeah.
So really nothing to lose. And buying like a packet of seeds or from any garden store or hardware store, or the garden department or local grower, you can get like little six packs of herb seedlings or lettuce or whatever. But I guess the easiest and most probably common sense way to do it is look at where you want to grow it and why do you want to grow it in that location. Mm. Ideally, you're going to probably tend to it more and use it more if it's closer to the kitchen.
Mm.
I, for many years, was growing a lot of my productive stuff on the street front, which is at the other end of my house. So it wasn't that practical and I didn't really, you know, pick as much as I should. But now it's all in pots in the back patio. And it's cranking. So by all means, if you're like scared of your landlord and you don't want to like rip up a bit of grass or whatever, just get some pots. The like Kings have free pot recycle places out the back, and Bunnings do it now too. And,
oh, cool.
The larger the better, but fill it up with some potting mix and some compost. You don't need to think too much about it. And just water it. Things grow. It's like, it's really, gardening is super low stakes. So I think even if it's if it doesn't work to your expectations, at least you get something. Like, you'll probably get some spinach, or you get some basil to put on your pizzas, or things like thyme. If you've got like a courtyard like I have out the back of mine, it's totally, the concrete is ruined, and it's full of dandelions, but it's also full of like little thyme seedlings that I've sown through. So it doesn't have to be like, here's my vegetable garden. It can be, here's a crack in the concrete that I actually, you know, grow oregano. That works really well.
Gorilla garden. Is there anything doesn't really do too hot in a pot?
I've actually found that mint doesn't really like growing in a pot. But my mint at home just grows through this like overgrown patch of lawn.
Yeah.
And kind of grows wild. So I'll try not to do mint in a pot, but any of the other herbs are fine. And even if you just want to dig out like a small patch of grass, if you have a lawn, or if you're in an apartment with a balcony, just kind of think about how much light you have. If it is too much light, some of the herbs they grow really quickly and then set seed. So you're not going to get a lot of like that vegetative growth that you want with something like coriander or basil. So sun is important, watering is important, and not too much of either is kind of ideal. But honestly, just do it. Like, you've literally got nothing to lose. If you're only there for 6 months, at least you can put some fresh herbs on your meals.
Yeah, 100%.
Mm, totally.
I get really bleaked out about gardening in a rental as well, just because it's so unstable.
Yeah.
But I think that it's only good can come of it. So
yeah, take it one day at a time.
Exactly. And start small. Don't be like, I'm going to turn my entire garden into permaculture dreamland. Unless you are that type of person who is absolutely determined and will do it. Start with a small patch of your own like miniature dreamland, you know, and then expand from there.
Oh, that's got me feeling optimistic about my
rental. Yeah, I feel pretty good,
rental.
Actually, after that.
Good.
I feel inspired.
Yeah, well, I mean, you've literally got nothing to lose. Like, you might be, you might be $10 out of pocket, but that's like less than a drink at a bar.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah. So, don't go for a drink. Invest in your garden, everybody.
There you go. Yeah, exactly.
New Year's
exactly.
resolution: less alcohol, more gardening.
Yeah, and let things go to seed, and then if they work really well, grow them again next year.
Never-ending cycle.
There's a little tip.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much, Jim. thoroughly
hey, no worries.
That.
Yeah, appreciate talking.
Cool. Have a good rest of your day.
Yeah, you too. Take care.
Kite.
From the smallest seed grows a mighty forest.
That was Greening Out with Jim, only on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.